You are listening to Empower Me with Ari. Hey, royal people, this is Queen Erica. I wanted to get on here to share this truth with you. And so as I have been sharing over the past week or so, I've been hearing the word order. And I've been hearing it a little bit longer than that, but I've been sharing it with you guys for about a week or so. And Holy Spirit impressed upon me yesterday. He began to really open my eyes to what order means even more. And so he began to remind me that order is realizing that we are alive in Christ Jesus, that literally our place of victory is in Christ Jesus, that we are seated in heavenly places on the right hand of the Father together in Christ. And so I wanted to remind you all of this truth. This message won't be too long, but I hope that it's going to hit you in a strong way, because we need to get this. We need to understand this. We need to understand that literally we're moving and operating in Christ's gifts as the fivefold and whatever other administrations of gifts and whatever gifts of miracles, faith, and all those things, and his grace and his anointing. When he said that with greater works will we do, because he going to the Father, he was going to the Father, that would right there was indication that there was something that he was leaving with us. We have Holy Spirit, where when we said, Lord, I receive you as my Father, you know, thank you for sending your Son. And Lord, I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior again. That shifted everything. That day changed our lives literally forever. Out with the old, in with the new. Literally, God says that he tells us that we are a new creation in him. He tells us that the old man has passed away. All things have become new. These are things that the Holy Spirit has told us, that the Bible has told us, that he reminds us of. And it's time for us to grab it, because we are needed in this hour like never before. We have to understand that we are moving in Christ, that we are living in Christ, that literally our being is in Christ. It's no longer us that lives, but it's Christ that lives through us. When you said, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior, you then began to embrace the idea, embrace the reality, embrace the realness of what we are. And here today, we are the body of Christ, the body of the anointed one, the body of Jesus. And Jesus in the Hebrew, according to the Strong's Concordance, it means a few different things. It means liberty. It means salvation. It means deliverance. It means prosperity. It means saving. It means several different things, you all. So if you begin to break that down, that means that we are alive in salvation. We are alive in deliverance, meaning whatever it is that we do, we repent in immediate deliverance. We can be delivered from whatever it is, because the old man has passed away. Behold, the new is here. We are new creations, new creatures. So we have to begin to gravitate toward the truth. And let everything else fall off, because there's a lot of trespassing spirits. The enemy has been trying to work people overtime. He's been trying to cheat people, to lie to people. But we have to wake up and allow deception to be the thing of the past. That we walk in the order of the Lord, which is we are alive in Christ. Ephesians 4 talks about he gave us gifts. And it says he gave us Christ's gifts. We have a measure of grace. He's given us grace to walk into his anointing, grace to walk into the gifts as apostle, the teacher, the pastor, the prophet. Walk into the gifts that God has given us. And to know that it's not our own power, but it's his power that's operating through us. We got to wake up, you guys, because the world is looking for something different. They need us. Things are happening. The light is needed in a dark place. Be the light. Be who God created you to be, which is alive in him. Walk as the body of Christ. This is your truth. I pray that you know that you have all sufficiency in everything, because Christ is our sufficiency. We have everything we need, and we are alive in him. I pray that your mind is renewed and that you are encouraged. In Jesus' name, amen.
Empower me with Ari.